This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. Heavy fighting raged on the outskirts of Kyiv and other areas of Ukraine Thursday amid indications Russian officials used pledges to de-escalate their military offensive as a distraction while it regroups and resupplies its forces before redeploying them for a stepped-up offensive in eastern Ukraine. Also Thursday, a convoy of buses was heading to Mariupol in another attempt to evacuate people from the besieged port city. After the Russian military agreed to a limited ceasefire in the area, the Red Cross said Thursday its teams were traveling to Mariupol with relief and medical supplies and hoped to help pull civilians out of the beleaguered city on Friday. Previous attempts at establishing a humanitarian corridor out of the city have fallen apart. A spokesman for the International Committee of the Red Cross called the ceasefire desperately important. Meanwhile, the Ukrainian company that operates the Chernobyl nuclear power plants reported Thursday that Russian troops which had occupied the area are heading toward Ukraine's border. AP correspondent Karen Chamas has more.
Nuclear company Energoatom said the Russian military were also preparing to leave Slavutich, a nearby city where power plant workers live. The nuclear operator also said the Russians dug trenches within the exclusion zone and received significant doses of radiation. Energoatom believed the Russians panicked at the first sign of illness and decided to leave. The Russians apparently signed a document confirming the handover of the Chernobyl plant. I'm Karen Chamas.
Remote peace talks conducted via video link between Russian and Ukrainian negotiators are scheduled to resume on Friday. You can keep up with all the news from Ukraine at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. The U.S. Treasury Thursday announced additional sanctions on Russia, this time targeting 21 entities and 13 individuals involved in the Russian technology sector, which officials say are involved in helping Russia evade already existing sanctions designed to prevent the country from accessing Western technology for military purposes. In a statement, the Treasury Department said the actions are part of its crackdown on the Kremlin's sanctions evasion network and technology companies, which are instrumental to the Russian Federation's war machine. In the statement, U.S. Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen said, quote, Russia not only continues to violate the sovereignty of Ukraine with its unprovoked aggression, but has also escalated its attacks, striking civilians and population centers. She said the U.S. will continue to target Putin's war machine with sanctions from every angle, in her words, until this senseless war is over. A week ago, the U.S. sanctioned dozens of Russian companies and the defense industrial base for supporting the invasion of Ukraine. U.S. President Joe Biden said Thursday he's ordering the release of 1 million barrels of oil per day for 6 months from the country's strategic petroleum supply to lower energy prices. The release will be the largest in the near 50-year history of the strategic petroleum supply. Biden has already made two releases of millions of barrels, but the move did not have much impact on the price of gas. Energy prices have been rising for the past year. They spiked after Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Oil prices dropped 3% on the news today to about $104 a barrel. 1 year ago, the price of a barrel was $60. The French medical humanitarian assistance group Doctors Without Borders says five of its employees have been released in Nigeria after being kidnapped last month in neighboring Cameroon. Armed men kidnapped the Doctors Without Borders employees on February 24th from the group's base in Cameroon's far north region, which is near Nigeria and Chad. Those kidnapped and subsequently released include a Senegalese, a Chadian, and a Franco-Ivorian, along with their two Cameroon security guards. And one of four men charged with conspiring to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer is testifying that he played no role in a wild conspiracy to abduct her before the 2020 election. And revisiting our top story this hour, heavy fighting is raging in the outskirts of Kyiv and other areas of Ukraine amid indications Russian officials are using pledges to de-escalate their offensive as a distraction while they regroup and resupply forces before redeploying them in eastern Ukraine. Via remote, I'm Marissa Melton. This is VOA News.